Blog Talk Radio.
Still feeling the pain from exiting the womb of ignorance into a world designed to kill me at birth. I am protected. The Elder Council consisting of Grand Grand and Baba, Doc Jones and Mama Ya, Lucky Stormy and then Antwood and Geraldine, Doc Stovall, Sister Parsi and Brother Debril send forth the energy to make us feel our work is not in vain. Glory be unto their name, for they train us to adhere to the teachings of Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey,
mastergriot.com. And as usual, we always want to send a thank you shout out to mastergriot.com, Sister Jackie over there, for allowing us the responsibility and the pleasure of listening and learning and teaching with the people every Tuesday at 8 p.m., 9 p.m. on the East Coast. How you doing, big bruh?
Man, I'm doing just about as well as a black man can be doing in America.
I understand. As usual, trying to figure out a way to overthrow white supremacy here in the hills of North America. What the cats from Memphis say is hard out here for a pimp. It's hard out here for every revolutionary. You know, it's supposed to be hard on pimps because you ain't doing no good work. But try setting your people free and see what happens.
Yes, indeed.
Big bro, we got a good show lined up tonight.
Yeah, man, we do. Yeah. We really do, man.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, this is an age-old topic, as you referred to it earlier on today. And, we're using for a subtitle today, Police Terrorism, From the Plantation to the Penitentiary. Same thing, ain't it, big bro?
It's the same old thing, bro. Like I said, man, from the 60s, from Jim Crow to the 60s to right now, brother, what has really changed?
Nothing. You know, nothing but the names. You know, they change it from plantation to plant, change it from paddy roller to patroller.
and that's called etymology, ain't it?
Yeah, that's all. You know, lengthened and shortened the word. That's it, you know. Same root, like
exactly.
You said, the etymology remains the same. I tell you what we're going to do for those of you all out there listening in radio/internet land. We're going to take a quick pause just to set the tone for the show today. And we're going to play a cut by Brother Prophecy. And then we'll be right back with you. From the Plantation to the Penitentiary, Police Terrorism. Real talk with Brother Skeeper.
So tired of the rain, so tired of the politics, so tired of the game.
Punching a time clock, tired of niggas on the block, tired of niggas slanging rocks, tired of niggas smoking rocks, tired of niggas getting shot, tired of niggas killing niggas, but niggas too tired to kill the cops, tired of all the crack houses, crack whores, and crack babies, tired of all the black men who won't take care of they black babies, tired of beautiful black women who won't act like black ladies, tired of trying to speak the truth when y'all just say I act crazy, tired of the press and the stress coming in large amounts, tired of voting when I just found out that my vote don't even count, tired of the government, tired of the Democrats and the Republicans, tired of the whole political process, so we just gonna get fucked again, and I'm tired of getting fucked, tired of getting beat down and abused, tired of always playing a game that was just set up for us to lose, tired of being confused, tired of always playing the blues, tired of seeing the biased news, a media ran by Jews, tired of all of these plots and plans, I'm tired of the conspiracy, I'm tired of the whole system, I'm tired of white supremacy, tired of all these unfair laws that were set up just to limit me, and I'm tired of knowing the problem but never trying to find a remedy, ain't you tired?
Ain't you tired? If you ain't, you ought
ain't
to be.
Ain't you tired?
You know, I mean, we ought to be. You know,
ought to be.
Yeah, you know, what's so crazy, you know, when cats speak up and say we tired of it, you know, not only say we tired of it, but bring about some type of action, you know, behind the speech. You know, we're always accused of teaching hate, racism, verse. You know what I'm saying?
By the very people that we're trying to save, too, bro.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you know, like Brother Malcolm said, you know, always quoting Brother Malcolm, you know, the white man has gotten so cunning, he's gotten so smart and manipulative that he doesn't even have to get his own hands dirty. What he does
That's
is find
right.
some porch monkey handkerchief head Negro to do his dirty bidding for him. And, you know, and as well as we saw that with the case of Brother Sean Bell, you know, to where we had a porch monkey. Negro cop who helped fire, you know, when they say 50 shots, but you know if they say 50, that's more. It's just like if they catch
that's about 200.
Yeah, you know, really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they can always break it down to a four.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? You know, like when cats get caught with some keys, you know, they tell them, you know, we found 5 kilos of cocaine, you best believe they found 20 and kept 15 for themselves.
Exactly.
And being that we're speaking of police terrorism, run the Sean Bell situation down for us, big bro.
Well, here it is, a young man unarmed, leaving the nightclub, celebrating the last of his bachelor life, goes outside just to be killed by the New York City Police Department, shot well over, like we just said, more than 50 times. 50 is what they claim, so they said 50 is probably 200.
Yeah.
But here it is, an unarmed man, still with no justification of why that many shots were needed. It don't take that many shots to bring down an elephant.
That's right.
But here it is, we just saw that they were acquitted once more and again.
Yeah.
Black cops, cops, period, being able to do what they want to do to black men. And the verdict again and again and again and again is always not guilty.
Yeah, as usual. And what's so wild about that is that, you know, I'm not saying that we as a race of people are not supposed to be angry with that verdict. But, I mean, we have gotten to the point to where we actually think that the devil is capable of finding salvation. You know, so, I mean, some of us actually expected for a guilty verdict to come back. You know,
exactly.
That's like somebody coming to tell me, you know, Jamalo, Yele hit me. You know, you my big brother.
Exactly.
If you come to me telling me, you know, my big brother hit you, I'm going to hit you too, because the first thing in
exactly.
my mind is I got his back.
Exactly.
That's my big
exactly.
brother. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
so you going go to go from the police department to
see what else he left. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like
exactly.
I said, you know, we're going to go, we expect for a criminal to convict a criminal of a crime. You know, we have got to get over this past, you know, get past this way of thinking. I mean, you know, it's not going to happen, brothers and sisters. There will be no good white man or woman coming to save us.
No.
You know, there will
whether
be
they no fall from the sky or come up out the creek, brother, it ain't going to happen.
It ain't coming. Either which way it go, there will be
either
no
which way it go, brother,
it
ain't come.
To come help us. And, you know, speaking of Brother Sean Bell, there was another situation that was brought to light. Now, mind you, brothers and sisters, these are only the situations that have come to the forefront. For every case of police brutality or police terrorism, as we call it, you know, Brother Hampton said, began to call it what it is, it's police terrorism that we hear about, you can rest assured that there are thousands upon thousands that we do not hear about. And what's been circulating in the news here lately within the past couple of days has been the videotape beating of some cats in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out, big bro. Philly mayor, police beating inappropriate. Philadelphia mayor Michael Nutter condemned the actions of police officers caught on tape beating three shooting suspects. It absolutely shows inappropriate behavior, Nutter said today on Good Morning America. There is a way to take people into custody, and there are not acceptable ways of taking people into custody. A sergeant and five officers have been removed from street duty as authorities investigate the video footage, according to the Associated Press. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey, who was also on GMA, Good Morning America, urged the public to wait until the investigation was completed before jumping to conclusions. With all due respect, none of us were out there. We don't know the circumstances. The video does not tell you everything, he said. The three men who were dragged from a car and beaten by Philadelphia police were suspects in an earlier shooting, Ramsey said. In that incident, officers were doing surveillance when they saw four individuals get out of a car, approach a group of men, and open fire. Ramsey said one of the four suspects ran, but the other three got in the car and sped away. The officers never lost sight of that vehicle, said Ramsey. The car was the one the officers stopped, the one that appears in the videotape. Tensions are running high in Philadelphia after an officer was shot dead Saturday and the violent beating caught on tape Monday night. Police Sergeant Steven Lubinsky was fatally shot after a robbery, and devastated fellow officers spent the weekend searching for a suspect in that murder. Philadelphia police confirmed today the arrest of a third suspect in Lubinsky's death. Eric Floyd, 33 years old, was arrested Wednesday night after police followed up on a tip. Ramsey said that Lubinsky's death is no excuse for the actions of the officers caught on tape. I understand the emotion, said Ramsey. I understand everything that's involved. But there's nothing in our policy that would allow kicking individuals and taking them into custody the way I saw on that tape. A television helicopter captured at least five officers, pulling the driver from his car, kicking his head and body nearly 13 times.
Doc, it was five per person.
Exactly. And we just said that if they say 50, it means 200. They kicked that man 13 times. There was a man, I'm talking about people, man. These kids were jumping off the car like it was a turnbuckle or something.
Man, I'm telling you, man.
You know, elaborate on that, big bro.
Brother, in the video, you saw at least 20 to 25 officers beating up on three individuals, and everybody was kicking. It was more legs and behind and arms in the air than you could count. Where he got it from, five officers, I don't know what video he saw, but obviously it wasn't the same videos that the world saw.
Right.
But there again, it goes to show the arrogance of the police departments across this country by doing what they want to do to black people, and we sitting back and allowing it to happen.
Exactly. And, of course, you know, the world is in an uproar. It just amazes me, you know, when one pig gets shot, you always see on TV, you know, pigs crying and carrying on, you know, like it's the end of the world because the pig got shot, you know. And I'm not saying that I'm not sensitive. Well, his last name was Lubinsky, so, you know, obviously I have no sympathy for him, period. You know what I'm saying? But in case it was a black cop, you know, I feel sorry for his family because most of the time the family has no idea. You know, you're not going to cast a bad light that you're a bad cop in front of your children. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, their actions do affect the home life when they're caught up, when their dirty deeds catch up with them. So, you know, in the case that it's a black cop who gets killed, I feel sorry for his family. But, you know, I can't shed tears for my enemy or representative of my enemy, and I offer no apologies for that, you know. But they fail to realize that everything they do, you know, is universal law. You know, we even saw that in Memphis, you know, that pig that kept writing those people those bad tickets, and then they ended up at the same party, and the pig ended up getting whooped. You know, I mean, so you just can't keep doing stuff and think ain't nothing going to come back on you. You know what I'm saying? They cry like I'm so innocent or something. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, I mean, you know, I'm like, if the pig got shot, he had to do something to somebody in order to deserve that bullet.
Well, I will. Let's take it back to it from a now to historical context. You know, when one of the patty rollers would be hurt in one of the slaves trying to escape, you know, he was celebrated as as the man of the hour when he killed that slave that was only trying to be free. So when you look at it from that standpoint, how many black men have been killed at the hands of the police departments across this country?
Yeah.
And no one has shown any remorse or repercussion for those black lives that have been taken. For that one white cop that may have been slain in the line of duty, so to say, how many black men paid the price in Philadelphia for that one police officer getting shot, as they did in this particular, again, I don't believe that they were following this car all this time and just talking about their suspects. If they saw these men get in these cars, then they would not be murder suspects. They shot this particular people that they said they shot if they followed that car the whole time.
Exactly.
But they don't even know if these men were involved or not.
None at all.
It's guesswork. So just imagine three young men just getting in the car, just leaving the house, going to McDonald's just to get some burgers or something. And they get snatched out of the car, and this happens to them.
That happens to them, you know.
It happens every day. But nobody is sad or remorseful for the young black men that have lost their lives at the hands of some disgruntled police officer. Nobody sheds a tear. You know, and if anything, you get a march on that person's behalf, and the day after the march, that person is forgotten.
That's all. That's all.
So
maybe some pamphlets and some candles.
Yeah, or a mural on the wall, or somebody drawing some in tribute of his life. But this is the type of behavior that has to stop. This behavior has to stop because I am a father, and I would not want my child to be done just like what happened to these young men in Philadelphia.
Exactly. And it gets worse, you know, and it gets worse. There's a case in West Memphis. We all know about Deontay Farrell, the young child who was killed by a pig over there. And West Memphis Police Department, they're at it again. Check this out, big bro. Dwayne Chatt was found dead late Thursday night in the Crittenden County Jail after being tased, choked, and pepper sprayed by several West Memphis police officers. Chatt, who suffered from a mental breakdown and who was on record with the West Memphis police as a mental patient, was standing outside the 15th Street Church of God in Christ when rookie pig Samuel Malone rolled down on him. Chatt, whose family members state he was not taking his medicine, took out running and ran to the Dodge store on Broadway, stating to employees that the police wanted to kill him. The police report states that when Malone spotted Chatt sitting outside the church, he had a foreign object in his hand. The foreign object turned out to be a pair of shades. Dwayne Chatt was tased inside the store by Malone by trying to run into the office at the rear of the store and locked himself in. There have been reports that Chatt knocked the door down, charged in the commercial building, burglary for entering the office. The report is totally wrong. The door to the office is a heavy metal door. And had Chatt kicked the door and the West Memphis police had not have found 30 minutes for the store manager to arrive and let them in. Witnesses state that the door was open, that Chatt was tased several times and pepper sprayed. Witnesses also state that Chatt was struck and choked by the police officers while in handcuffs. They killed this man.
They killed him.
They killed him. And there's a videotape of this man in the store. They said that he kicked the door in, but the door was open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just what they do. West Memphis, we know that's a, you know, a small hick town. You know, but I do think
here this man runs into the store saying that the police is trying to kill him.
Brother,
obviously he wasn't that crazy.
He
because they did exactly what he said that they was trying to do.
Exactly. By a rookie pig who was looking to get some stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it even gets worse than that, big bro.
Worse than that.
We will now dip into the thing as to why our oppressor says that dogs are man's best friend. Big bro, we live in a country to where Michael Vick is serving jail time for his part of hurting some dogs, basically. Mm. And the little white girl, Emily, when she killed that black man in West Memphis, she did less than 6 months for drunk vehicular homicide.
They killed the first black firefighter in West Memphis.
Exactly, but Michael Vick is serving jail time. Police shoot and kill man in Mount Oliver. Anna Jackson is left to console her 19-year-old son after her 19-year-old son was killed by police on Arlington Avenue this evening. Pittsburgh police shot and killed a 19-year-old Allentown man this evening after a confrontation in which he shot and killed a K-9 dog. The victim's parents identified him as Justin Jackson of the 1500 block of Arlington Avenue. Based on police and witness accounts, the parents said their son was walking along Arlington Avenue near South 18th Street, Mount Oliver, when the police dog came after him. He fired at the dog and police shot at him, hitting him in the head. He died at the scene shortly after the 6:50 p.m. incident. Police later confirmed that Mr. Jackson was shot after firing at the K-9 dog, but did not say what caused the confrontation. Police spokeswoman Denise Richards said the dog died. County police were investigating. The shooting scene was just over the city line in the borough of Mount Oliver. Two blocks of Arlington Avenue were closed by police as they investigated. Police used other K-9 dogs to control an angry crowd that gathered at the scene shortly after the shooting. And here is a poem that was written in tribute of this brother by Miss Mary Neal, who just happens to be an advocate for mentally ill brothers and sisters who, you know, are abused by the police, as a story we just read before this one. It's called Dog Justice. Dogs are valued more than black citizens in America. Too bad you weren't a dog, my brother. In my heart I cried. Many more people would care about you and wonder why you died. You had no spots or fluffy ears. You never fetched a ball. Instead, you were a human being, but poor, black, and flawed. You died in jail for mental illness. I know down in my heart your death will be investigated if you can only bark. Dog deaths get swift justice. Their abusers are sent to jail. Poor mama would have closure now if you had been wagging a tail. But you were made in God's image, and someday, I have no doubt, the mentally ill and American dogs would at least have equal clout. By Mary Neal. Brother, what is your take on this story?
Well, brother, we know through historical documentation that police sicking dogs on African men and women are just one of the things that they do for fun. The Deontay Farrell incident that you spoke of, the police officer that killed that young man was notorious for sicking dogs on people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And sitting there laughing while the dog bites and rips the flesh from the bones of these black men and women. Brother, this is a national pastime with white supremacists, people and organizations. This white dog syndrome is not something that just happened yesterday. These dogs have been trained to hate black people, trained to attack black people, trained not to like black people. I've once seen a video of the way that these dogs are trained, where white people will paint themselves up in blackface and just beat these dogs. Just beat them for no reason, man. So whenever these dogs see someone of a black descent, then they're automatically on the attack mode because that is the individual or that is the type of individual that they think hurt them.
Exactly.
So, brother, this is something that hurts me so deeply, man. My words it's not really coming out like they're supposed to, man. Because, brother, I'm just wondering, when are we going to stop this kind of behavior, brother?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell them about the incident in Marshall, Texas.
Well, we do have some good news, you know, behind this. You know, as my brother said, you know, here's a young man walking down the street, and all of a sudden, here comes a dog charging at him, you know, and like we discussed earlier, big bro, I mean, was the dog able to identify himself?
Did the dog have a badge?
Yeah.
The dog have on a police uniform.
A police sweater or something, you know? I mean, could the dog identify himself as being a police dog? No, we could not. The brother was well within his rights to shoot the dog. Brother Malcolm said,
but even if it's a police dog, if you're not doing anything, why should you be attacked by a police dog?
Walking down the street and a dog is coming at you? You know, he was well within his rights to shoot the dog, you know, and I wish he had shot the two-legged dog who let the four-legged dog loose.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, and only we can counter this behavior. And we're not trying to incite any type of unintelligent behavior. You know, studying Brother George Jackson's book, Blood in My Eye, we know that there has to be a mind behind the gun. But my brothers and sisters, we have a God-given right to defend ourselves.
Exactly.
And, you know, every time a black man or woman says, defend yourselves, you know, the first thing we think about is, you know, just posting up in our window and shooting every white male or female or child who walks by. And that is
That's not what we're
speaking of at all. I think that if white people found themselves being a victim a 24/7 victim of the type of brutality and inhumane treatment that we face on a daily basis, I think that white folk will be intelligent enough to arm themselves and to protect themselves.
Exactly. They have militias right now that's doing just that. You hear about these compounds on television now on an almost regular basis. The white people that feel that they are being oppressed by this government are arming themselves and removing themselves from the bigotry and the white supremacy and stuff like that against the United States government right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And my thing is, why is all our remedies for the brutality that is placed upon us? Why is our only remedy marching?
Yeah.
Why is our only remedy singing a song?
That's because
Brother Malcolm says when heads begin to roll in the white community, just like they roll in the black community, this kind of behavior will cease.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, and brother, it even gets, you know, I don't know if this is more inhumane, but I mean, listen to this one, brother. We didn't get a chance to discuss this one earlier. Cops use cruisers to mow down suspects. Dash cam videos that appear to show South Carolina highway troopers twice using their cars as weapons to run down black suspects has sparked a federal investigation of public outrage this week. The U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, along with the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Carolina, is investigating both cases that were caught on tape. In one video from June 2007, Lance Stephen Garin can be seen chasing a fleeing suspect down a dark street using his police cruiser to knock the man to the pavement. The man, who is black, flips over the car's hood and into high grass on the roadside. "Yeah, I hit him. I was trying to hit him," said Garin, who is white and can be heard yelling, telling another trooper that on the tape. In another incident on April 2007, Lance Alexander Richardson plowed across a neighborhood sidewalk with a playground mere feet away. Again, the white pig used his car to bump the black man. The black man stumbled when hit and then continued to try to run. At one point, another man and a small child can be seen on the same video jumping for cover from the police vehicle. On average, 300 deaths occur each year as a result of 30,000 police chases, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Nobody died in the South Carolina incident, but the recently seen videos have sparked outrage.
So now they have gotten too fat to run black people down, so now they just run them over.
They just run us over. Ain't that something? Yeah, I hit them, and I meant to hit them. And on the video, you can hear the pig, "Stop before I run you over."
Mm-mm.
Like you said, you know, he's fat, he's out of shape, and he can't run.
Brother, when is this shit going to stop, man?
Man, it's going to stop.
I mean,
when we stop it.
Exactly.
When we stop it. For those of you all just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper as we discuss The Plantation to the Penitentiary, Police Terrorism. We're going to play a tune very quickly, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue this discussion, as well as we're going to tell you about some possible solutions. You're tuning in to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. Dig this.
Here's to the side of mine, the red, black, and green. Hope and future bright as I've seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it. Great black mind. Here's to the back of it, 400 million back of it. Whose destiny depends on it, the red, black, and green of it. Oh, flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young me out of dream of it. Face shot the shell of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors, brown, and whole of it. Please in my soul with it. Thank God for giving it. Great black mind.
Go ahead, fellas. Let them hear it. We
Of the Negro, because we have been miseducated. The only way to fix it is to be re-educated. And you can get the CD off of cdbaby.com/brotherskeeper and the number 2. And all proceeds benefit our charity organization, prison prevention program, feeding the homeless every other Sunday, and things of that sort, theater camps for children, and just trying to do our part to heal our community, my people, and we want to welcome you back to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. What's going on, big bro?
Man, it's just, man, dealing with this police terrorism, man. Oh, man. You know, it just behooves me how much energy we can give to this political race when we know that their voting was illegal. Or if voting changed anything, it'd be legal.
Right.
So, but we can give so much into and get so heated and animated about this political race. But where is that excitement about saving our children?
Yeah.
Where is the excitement about saving our people?
Yeah.
Where is that excitement about the fight for freedom?
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? It's just
saying we're waiting on someone to save us.
Exactly.
You know, and one
exactly.
You know, and I'm like you. You know what I'm saying? If voting really changed things, it'd be illegal. You know, so there's nothing about me that's gonna join in any type of political anything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The only politics relevant to Black people is the politics of revolution.
Exactly.
That's it. However, I did hear Obama say something that did make a lot of sense. He said that we cannot wait on any politician to make our living conditions better. The only way that's going to get done is that, you know, from a grassroots level.
Mm.
And, you know, and at least the brother did verbalize that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the brother sitting up under, you know, the person that he sat up under for 20 years has to have some kind of mindset of what needs to be done.
Yeah.
It's just the point that will he do it?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody that has the habit of standing up in the defense of or for the fight of equality and justice in this country has found their untimely demise, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it takes a strong man to stand up against the powers that be and say enough is enough.
Right.
You know, so I wonder how strong that person is going to be if he is so-called chosen to represent the country as the leader of the country. How strong would he be at that particular point?
I don't see him being strong at all. I see him as a puppet just like everybody else, you know.
Yeah,
and, you know,
that's the history.
Yeah, that's what history teaches us, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you're listening
to
Brothers Keeper, real talk with Brothers Keeper. We're discussing police terrorism. And we have another story here, big brother. Almost home. Deputy shoots, kills man. MBI investigating. Jackson, Mississippi. A 63-year-old man was shot and killed by a Hinds County deputy Monday morning. The shooting happened while deputies were serving a lunacy warrant on Cromwell Street in Jackson at about 11:15 a.m., according to the Hinds County Sheriff Malcolm McMillan. McMillan said two deputies were at the house to take KC Battle to a competency hearing. Battle's family said that he is schizophrenic and they had signed papers to have him committed. McMillan said Battle was shot when he came at the deputies with a knife. Battle's family said although he had a knife, he did not threaten the deputies. He said, "Drop the knife," and my brother didn't drop the knife. I said, "KC, drop the knife," said Maddie Graves, Battle's sister. I said, "Don't kill my brother. Get the taser." I begged him not to kill my brother, and he went pow, 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 pow. Then to make sure, he said, "Don't move or I'll shoot you again." Obviously, the family is going to be upset at a time like this, and we understand that, McMillan said. She claims he never attacked the deputies. You can understand the family's upset, and I understand that. McMillan said the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation is investigating the shooting. Here we have the killing of another mentally ill Black man, 63 years old, a senior citizen.
63 years old.
63.
So, I mean, that just goes to foster the sense that in the eyes of a white man, a Black man never really grows up to be a man.
Mm.
No matter how old you get, you only become an uncle.
Mm. Mm. That's right. That's right. 63 years old. Now, that's like somebody carjacking me with a knife.
Yeah.
I got my window rolled down and somebody sticks a knife in the window and says, "Drop the call." What can a 63-year-old man do to an armed officer? You know, and then, you know, and I know this may sound slightly harsh, but as a community, as a whole, Africans in the hills of North America, we don't deal with mental illness.
No.
If this man is 63 years old and he's a schizophrenic, why would you send him directly into the hands of the enemy instead of trying to find a solution for him to live out the rest of his days? He was 63 years old. Why would you even try to have the man committed? You know, so I know that has to be playing on their conscience that they called the police, you know. They had this man committed. This is his family.
Mm-hmm.
It has to play into their guilt conscience. It has to. It has to. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Why do we constantly depend on the people who caused our problem to solve our problem?
Man, I have no idea, bro.
This is crazy. This is absolute madness. What are your thoughts on that story there, bro?
Yeah.
Horrible. Mm-hmm. Horrible. What are your thoughts on that?
Brother, you know, having grown up in a community where the elders were cherished, you know, growing up in the community, elders were taken across the street and you had to go to the store for them and you had to cut their grass.
Yeah.
Some of them we knew were not quite right, you know what I'm saying, but we never disrespected them.
That's right.
And those family members that had brothers and sisters that were fell prey to Alzheimer's disease and stuff like that, those particular individuals that fell prey to paranoid schizophrenia, and the family took care of those individuals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But now we have adopted the mindset of those who still hold us in captivity.
That's right.
We have taken on the ways of them because they commit their... They don't take care of their family members. They put them away in homes.
That's right.
We never did that. We never did that, but we have taken on those ways and characteristics where the elders don't mean anything no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When we used to take care of our own, now we're starting to put our loved ones in these homes and elderly facilities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where they're abused and they die horrible deaths and of starvation and this and that. Why would you willingly subject a loved one to that kind of death, bro? I just don't understand. It behooves me, bro.
I don't understand. As we say, liquid takes on the form of its container. And That's what we have done. I tell you what, we're going to take another quick musical interlude, and then we're going to come back with a good story, and this is going to serve as an example of how we can emancipate ourselves from the evildoers, as George W. would say. You're listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keeper. Dig this.
I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I have no time for the misrepresentation of those who for the revolution claim to be down. But when those new Black Panther and POCC parties were in town, your asses was nowhere to be found. It's nice how I'm poised tonight. It excites you to recite that piece with the lyrical content you think is so tight. Thinking you gon' provide some insight, cause you got your words to rhyme just right. But I'm more concerned about whether or not you recognize the plight of our people. Do you know the story behind political prisoners like Tunziata Okoli or Mumia Abu-Jamal? Do you know about Rex 84? Are you telling these bastards to keep their hands off our sister Asada Shakur? Have the circumstances pressed upon your brain to figure out how we'll sustain? Will eminent domain and gentrification happen again? Or are you too busy trying to figure out what dip goes best with those really lynch chips? I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I have no time for those who seem as if they came across across the word revolutionary in the dictionary and decided, ooh, for the moment, this sounds like a cool thing to be. A revolutionary state is beyond temporary. You need to wake your asses up and learn our people's history. No more turning our heads from the truth so much until our necks get tired. No more sliding ass backwards down the slide into a puddle of lies into which we must drown in. No more bliss for ignorance. No more shouting for justice with just a whisper. We can no longer be a bunch of empty minds living in critical times, refusing to recognize real lies. I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I cannot entertain those who are more interested in bullshit, ranging from clubbing to who next am I gonna fuck with. Not realizing at the same time you're getting some, you're getting fucked out of your freedom without a condom. Never thought the fucker could now become the fuckee simultaneously. But me, I'm gonna guard my hymen and keep that shit intact. My love for the movement dictates that I do just that. I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that I recognize that your interpretation of me is possibly, ain't that a corporate bitch? And white folks is who she works right alongside with? That very well may be, but in our extreme state of society, a sister has to make sure that her family eats. But you underestimate to think that I would ever hesitate to cut the throat of the cracker that works in the cubicle next to me. Then again, my place might be in the corporate world and that enterprise. You fail to recognize that just like the federal bitches of intelligence, even the revolution has a use for spies. I align myself with the revolution, so I have to mention that on that day of insurrection and rebellion, just go in the house and dial 911 for the white man's protection. If you're not with me, then you're against me. So your ass should be taken out as well on that day as the crowd of revolutionaries swell. On that day, I'll be beside my revolutionary brothers and sisters, shooting a bullet if I have to. This I swear to you, on your white Christ, I'm engaged to this revolution, and I'll die as this white.
Myself with the revolution. That's what we're going to have to do in order to get out of this situation, big bruh.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
That is what we're going to have to do. That was Memphis's own Jasira there. And we said we was going to come back with a story that provided a solution, big brother. You spoke over the...
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Check this out. Police chief's home burned down after man dies in police custody.
Whoa!
Yes, indeed.
Hello,
praise Nat Turner. Marshallville, Georgia. The home of a police chief in Middle Georgia was burned down several hours after a man died in police custody, according to police. Investigators are trying to determine whether the fire in Marshallville and the death are related. Georgia Bureau of Investigation spokesman John Bankhead said 48-year-old Clarence Walker died at a hospital after two Marshallville officers sprayed him with pepper spray Thursday. Police said that the man was resisting arrest on warrants for probation and parole violations. Bankhead said around 1 a.m. Friday, several people broke into Police Chief Stephen Stewart's home and set it on fire. No one was at home at the time, and there were no injuries. Bankhead said police are also dispersed the downtown gathering of family and friends of Walker after the man died. Bankhead said investigators do not yet know whether the man's death and the fire at the chief's house are connected, but they are still to it. Authorities have made no arrests in connection with the fire. Marshallville, which has a population of 1,335 people, is 92 miles south of Atlanta. Praise Nat Turner.
That's what I'm talking about right there, bro.
Yes, indeed. And to this day, I think that story was back in 2006. I have yet to hear of another police terrorism case in Marshallville, Georgia.
Exactly.
There's got to be
consequences
and repercussions for this behavior.
That is, that's what I call reciprocity.
That's right.
You know, that's karma right there.
That's right.
You know, because if you never admonish even a child, if you never admonish that child for his wrongdoing and his wrong behavior, he will grow up to be a terrorist. A terror he will grow up to be. If he's never punished for his wrongs. But the thing about it is, once you start to let a child know that his behavior is wrong, and you start to admonish him or punish him for his wrongs, that child then begins to see the error of his ways and grow up in the correct fashion.
Praise
now,
that,
That's exactly what needs to happen, brother.
Thank you, Garvey.
I'm not an advocate. I'm not telling everybody to just go out and do anything crazy. But the thing about it is, you spoke of Brother George Jackson, and he's saying there has to be a mind behind the gun.
That's right.
That's what them people did. They said, okay, we done told you about this kind of behavior that you've been doing. We ain't going to tell you no more. You ain't have to kill this man. So he lost. His family lost. Now it's time for you to lose.
That's right. That's right, and that's the only way this type of behavior is going to come to an end. When we
that's the only way, bro.
To an end. That's right. The only way to fight the only way to get the school bully off your back was to fight them.
Exactly.
That's it. You know.
But they have used the one true thing that they have instilled in our race, fear. We have fear of white men in power and authority. But there is no fear of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand the dynamic of that situation is, that means that me as a black man can walk up and hit another black man, and it's on and popping, and we finna fight to the death.
Yeah.
But a white man can come hit a black man, he'll say, what you hit me for?
Mm-hmm. Why you do that?
Why'd you do that? And please don't do that again.
Yeah.
Or don't hit me no more.
Yeah.
But see, the thing about it is, this is what makes the young men of today's society, the reason why they're locking so many of these young men up, because these young men are not having it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking it. They don't know how to stay in their place,
yeah,
so to speak. So they are a threat. And in order to decrease the threat, if you lock them up, then you have full control of them.
That's right. That's right.
But if they're roaming the streets, you don't have any control.
That's right, and as Malcolm said, when someone steals your home, that person should not have a home themselves.
Exactly.
Their home should burn down.
Exactly. If you're going to take my house, I'm going to burn mine to the ground.
That's right. That's right. You know, and thank you all for listening to Real Talk with Brothers Keep as we discussed police terrorism from the plantation to the penitentiary. Ain't nothing changed.
Ain't nothing changed.
All these years, man. And if we don't change it, it's going to get worse.
The police state
is not coming. The police state is here. When we went to New York, how many officers did we see patrolling the streets all day?
Man.
All day.
Every day.
Crazy. Just madness.
Walking, riding on horses.
Yeah.
Driving go-karts, buggies,
yeah,
cars, trucks, planes, everything, brother.
Crazy. Madness.
Madness.
That's the world to which we live, you know.
Yeah.
And, we're going to have to save ourselves, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Thank you all for tuning in to Real Talk with Brothers Keep. And we're going to end it out, you know, we're always quoting that great revolutionary, Brother Malcolm. So we're going to end it on a tribute to Brother Malcolm. Any last words for him, big bro?
Black people, love yourself. Love yourself enough to love yourself through your differences.
Right.
And stand as one.
That's right. Anger is much better than complacency. That's the thought we're going to leave you with.
Yeah.
Black Power family, we love
Black
you.
Black Power.
Check this out.
Yeah. of a demon.